Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
This one is not a drill. Welcome, everybody. We made it. Yes. Comms are on.
We didn't make it till we heard the clapping in your voice.
Oh, wonderful.
So now we're in.
Okay, so this show is literally going to start right now.
So we're doing a review of the show.
Yeah.
All right. Real quick, I want to let everybody know before you even start. I have the order. We shall maintain order. All right, go ahead, Deb.
All right, well, all at the end. And as we like to put out for newcomers or those who are just starting to join us, but, you know, want to hear it again as kind of a refresher, I use only ordinary playing cards for the readings that we give here. So it's important to make the distinction that this is not tarot, not oracle cards, not any of the other playing card reading systems that are out there. Personal prophecy stands on its own as far as the way my grandmother taught it to me, and I'm the only living expert of this method since her passing. I do also want to mention that I will be using a full 24-card layout, which is customary when I'm meeting one-on-one with my clients. However, because we have a time constraint, I'm going to only lay them out once. Normally in a, say, 30 to 60 minute session, we would lay them out repeatedly. So you'll have to give me a call in and give me your question so that I can lay out your cards. It gives me a really good chance to literally take a look at, well, I like to call it the architecture of your life, the ups, the downs, the emotions, what you're going through, the people that impact your life. You'll have to stay confined to two questions for your reading, and please put those up front. And what are you doing?
Well, she said up front. We don't want at the end when we're trying to move on.
We also, and I mentioned this while we were on with our communications here, we also are going to initiate a couple of little itty-bitty new segments. Hard to get that right. And I have not had a drink, so don't think, oh, Deborah's got sheets in the wind. No, I do not. And I mentioned to you all, I'm going to share a really exciting recipe with you all for the best barbecue marinade that was created. And it comes from Ted Nugent. Those of you who know who that is, cool.
He is referred to as the Motor City Madman.
Is he? Well, from Detroit?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that because he lives like in the backwoods of...
Michigan, isn't it?
No, I thought he had a big ranch out in
Michigan or something. But anyway, whatever.
Anyways.
Motor City Madman, mainly from the 70s and 80s.
And we have, all kinds of juicy tidbits about the Royals, Oakland. Little things. We're going to have some fun because we Americans are literally fascinated with the royal family. Because we don't have one. As I said to you both, there's only two there. As I said, while Jim was working on the system, we have clowns in the White House and jesters in Congress.
Well, they
okay?
have a parliament with the same problems.
But
you're not to tell them that.
But we don't have a king, and we don't have a rowdy prince that has basically, it's as if he's been ostracized. What's the other word? Exiled to the land of California.
Castrated?
I don't think so.
All right. That is a jet airplane.
Okay, that's smart. I'm going to turn you over to Jimbo now. He's kind of down all rates.
All right, I'm going to, now I told you folks, and you didn't, but I'm going to do my best. First of all, Welcome to the show. This show is for educational and informational purposes. Here, I had to take my eyes off Peter for a long time. International caller, Facebook Live, Poison. Let me know. I'm going to give you an international live shout out. And I'm going to shoot your memory. I haven't been able to for a while. I know we had Laura. We had Laura from London and Laura from Canada.
Yay.
We have Sophia, who's in Sweden.
Yay.
I saw the R drop in from South Africa and say hi.
We are.
Michelle, also UK.
Yes.
Yeah. And if I miss anybody else, you got to show enough.
Let us know. And you've got to put up some kind of hi emoji, you know, password, whatever. Because the thing is, we can't tell if you're here unless you identify. Reveal, expose. No, don't expose yourself.
I mean, you can't expose yourself. But
you're alone.
You're on Blog Talk Radio. Nobody's gonna know.
Yeah. Excuse me. Seasonal allergy type.
Yes, well, our list was interesting. Yes. So, yes, Michelle is from... Oh, we have Jean. Jean? I also like to say Jean, but it could be Jean, too, from Canada. So we have another Canadian. Yahoo!
We love Canada.
Ooh. Michelle's from Nottingham, UK. That's...
Oh.
I mean, the old sheriff of Nottingham in Robin Hood tales. And Cindy also from Canada. So,
so
we have a Canadian invasion instead of a British invasion tonight, right now.
Yeah, the British folks.
There's
still
a few here. There
up.
Are a few here. But, yeah. And, Catherine, we know you're in Florida. You know what? Hey, we're in the United States, too. We don't give ourselves any love shout-outs. We give it to the international folks, but it is what it is.
Well, because they can't really just readily call them. We cost them an arm and a leg.
Yeah, some of our Canadian folks do.
Unless they come in over the handy-dandy Facebook portal.
Jay calls in. He must live in a place where it's a decent rate or something. Jay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does all the time. All right. Let's get to the stuff, the shtick. 515-602-9676. We had like Murphy's Law, we have a record number of callers that the better the show is, but we had to push like a reset button. So, and they're not all back yet. There's a few of us. I think the regulars know to call back, but I noticed we looked like we had a new one. Well, at least one we hadn't seen forever.
One that got away.
Yes, and Lily said when she checked right away, it didn't show up as being a live show yet on the thing, but it might take a while. So if they go searching for us. Okay.
What are we doing?
I got to talk. Again. Number, right? 515.
Yeah, you haven't told your whole thing.
Now, interesting thing. I'll see when you, this is what people probably learned. They're like, when the show went live, they heard the music and then they heard nothing. That's a bad sign. That they tell you when you go on there, you can listen to the show while you wait.
Yeah.
You hear silence, you might as well just hang up and call right back. And if you hang up and call right back, and it's like, huh, since there's no show, that means we're had to shut it down and make a new show. So do not fret. Always keep trying to call back. And Lily says now it is on Blog Talk Radio show. It must be live.
Okay,
so hopefully the new folks will be browsing around if they haven't found another show. If it is what it is, it was meant to be, or whatever all you want to say. It was meant to be, my shetty. All right? Folks, we would do our best to turn to you, especially, like I said, the international folks are not going to be calling in on the phone typically. And even some domestic folks can't promise who, much, when, where, how many doors open for the audio, video, messenger calls. Make an announcement. Be quick, be fast, because you will have to make that audio, video, messenger call to Deborah Lee, not to the second love doctor.
I don't have to see you.
That's okay. Why I said audio flash video.
If you're in
your
underwear or whatever, I don't need
auto
to see
video,
you.
It's your call. Yeah. And even she keeps her machine.
Nobody sees it.
So even if you do audio or mean video, but you don't want anybody else to see, they will not. Okay.
And another thing is that if that, you know, last resort, you can type in your question.
Yes, that is the last thing we get to. We did one or two last night.
Yeah, we did London Laura.
Yeah, but we had Sophia messenger us live audio video chat, and then we did two, I think, didn't we?
I thought we talked to Laura.
We did Laura first there, and then we did one right after too.
Yeah.
Type. Right. It's ancient history. And the sound you hear there is why I'm Sylvia says she was in bed calling in. See? You can be anywhere when you call in.
Yes.
And the beds are almost like just furniture. Really. I mean, people sit on them a lot all day long and stuff, some people. Some people even bring their little computers and play while they're hanging out in bed. It doesn't mean they're going to sleep.
No, we've had people call us from bathrooms. And the acoustics don't really jive.
That's really, you know, guys, you guys know the echo thing.
Yeah.
Not cool. Not cool. I mean, I guess if you were in like one of those Hollywood mansions and they basically have furniture all over their bathroom, it'd probably sound like a regular room there.
Mm-hmm.
But not these places. No. What do you got? You got two little, usually you got one, two, three, whatever little bathroom rugs, maybe a shower curtain.
I don't know why it's so echoey.
Because there's nothing there to absorb the sound.
Oh, I see.
All this furniture out there, it absorbs sound waves, so you don't get the bounce back.
Now, if you fill the bathroom with people, would that absorb the sound?
A little bit, but then you have the other problem there. Now, it's like I say, like those some of those Hollywood bathrooms, they have couches and all that furniture and decorative things on the wall and drapes on their windows. They'll start getting a little bit less.
Walk in this and that shower. Can you imagine all that?
Well, the people that afford that, have to worry about.
No, but somebody's got to get in there and clean it.
And that's called employment for them. They weren't slaves. They weren't indentured servants or anything. They said, I want this job. I will clean this mansion. It can be one person.
And I've got to admit, they probably do well because I remember reading that Brad and Angelina had two names for all their, you know, their families. Each one had to be able to leave, like, the country in a flash, in a minute.
Basically not have really a personal life that mattered.
Not at all, but they each made $225,000 a year. And I don't know what that converts to in, like, the English money.
But I'm just saying.
That's got to be a, yeah.
I mean, you're not going to, like, buy your own mansion making that, but you're doing okay, and especially 90% of the time you're living there, so you have no living expenses. You're not paying rent. You know, they probably say, here, just call the driver. He'll take you wherever you need to go if they don't need a car. So there's other bonuses probably besides that $200,000+ a year they're making.
You get to look at for rent.
Yeah.
Maybe,
that's what
you see him in his tidy whities.
I guess she's watching a reading. She's all excited, Laura.
Oh, good.
Holy Lord above and all the saints in heaven. You guys, my reading. She likes it. Well, it's your birthday reading. You usually are pretty good.
You are hot, lady. You sure got them. They're all around you. Oh, cool.
All right,
let's roll.
Let's go. I got the best. Many have called back, but many have. So let's take it in the order that they are and the ones that are there. Regardless, before and after, it is Lily, I believe. Fitzgerald, it is Lily.
Yeah. Lily, how are you?
It is Lily.
Hello.
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, well, of course. We wouldn't miss it.
It's funny, as you were originally first, and you pretty much were almost first now, so it's pretty cool.
Did you miss out on all that hard weather that has hit other states and tornadoes? That was yesterday, I believe, last night.
In the Midwest?
Yeah, well, it covered.
No.
Yeah. You didn't get it?
That's
right. For some reason, I keep placing you in Chicago.
Well, because of the Illinois area. Yeah, but yeah.
I was born and raised there, but okay. So I have. I'm going to ask you two questions, but whatever the cards say. Like, if it doesn't answer, it doesn't answer. But so here's what's going on. So tomorrow I'm going to look at this condo that's for sale, and it's kind of like a unique setup where it's like they're selling it furnished, which is great because, like, I need furniture. And the other thing is it's kind of cool. And, like, I'm allowed to Airbnb it out. So it's being sold, like, as an investment property, but you can live there too. So I'm excited about that. And the number, so there's two for sale, but I'm going to look at the one ending in the number 3. And then the other thing I wanted to ask you was, you know, there was this guy that I was dealing with like maybe a month back, and it just struck me today that like maybe it could have been a love connection, and but I'm not sure. And I was wondering, like, his name is Steve. What do the cards say? Finally, something different to ask
you.
Yeah,
okay. They've given me two things. So let's take a look.
Yep.
And he actually lives in Miami. He actually lives in Miami, by the way.
Where you're going.
Where I'm going, yeah.
Serendipity.
Also, these places that your condos and stuff are looking to buy, they are in that area?
No, they're up where she is, I believe, isn't it?
It is, but it can Airbnb it out. So I can go to Miami for 30 days, and it'll be completely rented out. So I'm not losing any money, and I can probably, like, just take a vacation, and it's like, I can leave. She's like, the realtor told me that. She's like, there's people that live here, and they go to Florida for a month at a time, and it works out because it's Airbnb'd.
Yep, just make sure you tell all the mortgage folks and the realtor guide you that you plan on living there and you are not buying it for investments, because that's a different ballgame.
Well, that's right.
Even though you can, don't publish that out to the mortgage people.
Be selective in
what
you
tell. Then your realtor will guide you on that. Realtor will guide you on that since you have one.
You have to put up way more.
Oh, the down payment and closing costs, all that stuff is different when it's investment properties. You would not be happy, even for a condo. So just remember that. Keep that in mind. File that one away in the back of the mind.
Okay.
I thought something else I was going to say, but it just escaped my brain, so... Goodbye, thought. We'll see you next leap year.
Yeah,
give
me a moment. I'm working with new cards here.
Oh, I was while you're doing that. Laura said you've like nailed every single thing right on everything, so as accurate can be. She said, and we have Anne from Scotland.
Scotland is in the house.
Yeah.
Anne, thank you for saying that. You are a very easy read, just like the lady that's on the phone.
Which is not the same as an easy lay, just to let everybody know. Right. Not the same.
Okay.
I just had to throw that out there. Because easy lay is very derogatory, but easy read is not necessarily a bad thing.
That's right.
It's good for you, especially. It makes it easy for you trying to read the card. So.
Well, I'm getting the feeling, Lily, it would be a good investment for you. That, and like people there before, you better have an ironclad rental agreement. I've been reading. We have a section in our newspaper.
Buying.
Yeah, but for BB&B.
Or Airbnb, there's a whole contract thing on that, yeah.
And a lot of people have indicated calm on these issues. And the condo setup was so noisy. We got a hold of the owner the very next day. We didn't want to stay. They wouldn't give us our refund back. I mean, make sure you sell everything out.
What refund?
And their deposit back. They wouldn't, the money. They wouldn't refund what they paid.
She's buying it. There is no refund.
Or B&B.
That's the other people who would be reading it for her.
Yes, want to have a solid contract that the renter, the
right, like, so they can't, like, just stay there for free and get their money back.
That's all handled through Airbnb, isn't it?
No, they all turn it over. That's the thing. They will champion your cause. But a lot of times the guy will say, well, you have to contact them first. You need to have a paper trail. And a lot of times the owners don't want to give the money back. And then you have to get a guy like this guy who will cancel their check or their payment to their bank. I mean, it can be dicey. Because I see an itty bitty bit that might be a lot of trouble.
I personally would never do it, but that's me.
Like, what if
you see an itty bitty little bit of trouble?
Yes, that you might think, what do I want? What?
She sees a little bit of trouble if you go to the Airbnb part of this. You might not ever do that if you buy that condo.
Right. I'm just saying, it can get complicated. It can be challenging. Let's say a very nice couple wants to rent it from you, and then you find out from the condo association, you've got Animal House over there, and they're swinging off the chandeliers.
Oh, yeah, and they won't tolerate it.
No, they won't. And let's say they puke and they throw all kinds of cocktails all over your furniture.
Keep the cocktails. Keep the cocktails off the furniture. All right.
I mean, there are horror stories out there, so make sure.
But you may never go Airbnb.
But you may never do that, right?
You may sell it at some point when it's time to go down to the southern area that you wish to go.
I just want you to be aware there could be
okay.
pitfalls. All in all, it looks like it could be very good for you. And as for Steve.
Okay.
Oh, yes. I think, Steve, you better start paying attention here.
Who the hell Steve is? We.
A possible love interest.
Well, then, Steve, it's a possible interest.
Under shirt and true, you are going to embark on a path toward matrimony or something similar to, and it's going to feel love. I mean, you're just going to be sickening. You're going to be so in love.
It's funny how they call it holy matrimony.
Yeah.
Is there also unholy matrimony? Is there a flip version? I'm just curious.
Well, back in the day, I don't know if you know this.
Is that like couples that worship Satan?
If you get married by, let's say you're both Catholic. Back in the day, if you get married.
I don't know about marriage. I'm not like trying to do that whole like that's the marriage thing. Like not trying to off. That's like a contract with the government, and I don't feel like that's necessary in a good relationship. It should just be me. But
okay, but that's how you feel right this minute. You know what happens when people fall madly in love? Is they go gaga, ridiculous.
Radio you know, Gaga.
No, I love that song. I love
right, a little Queen Freddie. Him anyway.
I love him.
Yep,
okay, so he was a good guy. He's a good guy.
Oh, hell yes, he is. Yes.
Okay.
And I think it's worthwhile for you to contemplate a dating relationship with him. You know what? Will be
contemplation.
You know what your litmus test on this is?
This paper.
Your dog, Cupid. If Cupid doesn't like them, kick them to the curb.
Okay?
Because dogs, and probably cats, they have a very perceptive mind.
They can. Cats are a different ballgame. But, yeah, I would trust a dog more than a cat.
Remember how docile Chip was?
No, I would trust a dog more than a cat. Cats, they're kind of psychotic. I don't know that I would trust their judgment on people.
Remember how sweet Chip was? Zach, my youngest son, would bring home a friend. I don't know what it was about this friend, but my son and the friend would be walking through the back area, the backyard, and Chip would run up and hit him in the butt.
It was like
a little
nip of the front teeth, not even a skin break. I think it was
not like that kid.
Well, or he thought maybe he needed to be kept in line.
So, yes, honey, you know, everything comes with work.
Absolutely, that's life.
But this is somebody that will join in your work and celebrate your do, will encourage you, encourage you. I mean, you couldn't ask for more than that.
And the condo
thing. Hey, I had a great day today, then. Woo-woo.
You know, the condo thing, if they allow Airbnb, it's possible some of the neighbors could be doing some Airbnb to frick Animal House, too, while you're living
there.
Yeah,
that's the thing, you know, you got
to... I would just talk to the neighbors, go knock on doors. Yeah. I would knock, and if they're friendly, that's a sign. If they don't want to talk to you, knock on some doors.
Yeah.
Absolutely,
I
would do
that.
All
right, what do you got for her?
I have.
Thank you.
For you.
Tonight, the angel cards are the first original ones we started using, the old school. They're just called angel cards, no special name. It has a message from an archangel or two. Subject is Angel Zedtail. Notice the loving guidance you hear inside your mind or from other people. So notice these things. If you hear guidance in your brain or from other people, like could be Deb or it could be some other confidants that you trust that tell you things.
There can be guidance when you walk into a place, potentially by. I have in every place, and I have a lot of places. When I walk in, if it feels like home, I know I'm there.
You're at least half there, right? You got to work on that money thing. You can like a place, but, you know, the price has to be right regardless, right?
Right.
Right. You're bloody well right.
Who are those? Isn't that the Yankees?
That's Supertramp.
Oh, but you keep saying that.
Lord Jesus.
I didn't know that they got, what happened to them, though? They got all wimpy later in their in their year.
It's not a super tramp.
I know, but it's just...
I don't know what the hell wimpy thing you're talking about. Wait, we're just leaving Lily hanging. That is not nice of us. We shall not do that.
Thank you. All
right, honey.
Appreciate
it, and thank you for suffering through our little technical poo-poo.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. So, right now?
I think the time has come. We're only 35 minutes in.
All right, we're going to show you. Yeah, we're going to show you, but we're going to go till at least
we're going
to,
I'm just saying, we're at the point where we need to
do. All right, first, show me the money, the steak.
The meat.
Yes.
Fine. Porterhouse.
Wait, I don't think they can see you through the there.
Well, shoot, I should probably do this then. That would help too, right? Fine. Porterhouse meat, and we got a couple more,
ribeye
cut from a rib roast, so there's a couple of ribeyes that are not present right now. So,
yourself a nice pack of that. And
yes.
You can hand me the rest.
All right, I'll do so. And all right, that's the meat, and that's a meat steak of your choice. Some people like strips. Whatever you like. What is your ground steak? It is what it is.
Ted Newton, he has set up a complete steak grill, and the basis of your marinade. You pick out whatever beer you want.
But it's just most standard as you can get.
It's the cheapest.
You don't want a fine beer. You can try that, but there's no guarantee you're going to like it.
And you're going to throw it out.
You start throwing IPA. I don't know how the hops would react.
Based on how many. I would say you probably need one of these three very nicely cut steaks.
It's been really good. You're putting it in on the table, a little bigger steak, so you can get it submerged a lot easier.
Some people,
and then you got to have them spread up.
Some people want to use Ziploc bags. That's acceptable. Bring on the last ingredient. Scotch your beer, not for drinking. We're marinating.
All right, real quick.
Yeah.
What's next?
This is
what we charge you. This is what we like to do.
Standard.
You know, some people, if you're one of those chefy type people, want to do this all yourself and sit there and mince, like, have at it.
Do it. This is just
great.
Yes.
Marinate.
And if you love a lot of garlic, you want to use a lot of garlic. Don't bury the meat in garlic. But usually I would do, like, if we have some steaks and we're using a container, like a big plastic container like that, I'm going to use two of those. At least two of those cans, and probably one.
So these cans?
Yeah, at least. I want to cover it. And then I want to use a full cup of garlic. And that's it.
And garlic's the taste. Some people want an ass ton of garlic. They want garlic coming out of their ears.
Just want to make
some
it
people
spicy.
Just want to be
throw in some peppers, whatever you want. And it's 30 minutes. To an hour, depending on how long you want to let it sit.
That's the Ted recipe.
I'm going to tell you, you're going to love this.
Pretty good.
Isn't it amazing?
Pretty good.
It's
pretty
orgasmic.
Good.
It's so good.
Very good. And see, the key is we're starting out with a high-quality steak. So that's why 30 minutes an hour is actually. Sometimes if you got a lower quality steak, it's a little tougher. You probably might want to increase that marinade.
For time,
Yeah. But if you're using a top-notch steak,
you're getting lots of hearts there.
Yeah.
That's cool. Thank
you. Laura's very happy with the rating. She says you were 101% on all the guys you mentioned, present guy, the bad guy from the past, married guy. Yep.
Love it.
She said, so I'll wait for the Leo guy. I don't remember that.
Oh, I do. Thank you, Sophia, for taking care of that.
Taking care of business.
You are an awesome. I think awesome producer slash administrative assistant. Hold on, save money. There we go. Here we are. This is Lisa with Lisa, our Arizona correspondent. Hello.
Hey, you guys.
Come on.
How you doing?
How goes it?
It goes
pretty good.
I'm glad you called back after our snafu.
Sorry? Oh, yeah. You know what? It goes really pretty well. I'm sorry I ended the call last night. You know, I just wanted to clear something up. He wasn't being abusive like ordering me to do any, I mean, I would never tolerate this kind of behavior. I just, he comes from another region, so he's very masculine, and he's very, he just hollers, you know, but it's not like I'm his slave or anything like that.
We have new folks internationally with us and stuff. So let me just give them a little catch up here. We've been working with
and
I guess you'd call, if this was a sitcom, it would be Lisa and Gaynator. And we
or
been,
with a question mark.
Yeah, with a
or maybe not gay neighbor.
Maybe not.
Right.
And we have been going through this intensively, lots of laughs, but a lot of strong emotions. And I want to ask you a question before we go any further, Lisa. And if you feel it's too intrusive, tell me and we will move on.
Or just keep on talking.
Okay. I want to ask you, when you're on the phone with us, does he know that you're calling us for any particular reason?
Oh, God, no. I mean, sometimes, no. Sometimes I've told him, like, a couple of different times I'm listening to a UFO show or something, but he doesn't know, and I go into the other room. I go into my bedroom, actually, so he can't hear me or anything like that.
And the reason I ask is, because being secretive at this point, when you don't even have the foundation laid, how will you break out of that later? You know.
Well, you know what? I've done that all the time. You know, when I was with my significant other, I would just tell him I'm taking another call somewhere, because I don't. You know, I just don't bring girlfriends in unless I talk about it with them later. So I don't feel like he's controlling me or, you know, that kind of thing. No, he's not like last night we had a long talk, he and I, and then we had another long talk. There was a little bit of an intermission, you know, we just said goodnight. And then I said, you know, I need to talk to you again about something that I want to discuss with you. And then we were talking again for a while, and now he's the one. I'm not the one. He says, I love you. And I say, well, I love you too. I don't say that. And I have brought it up in the past to him that we don't say that anymore, but now he's gone back to saying that. And then he also was telling me yesterday about this longtime girlfriend he had, in addition to all the other girlfriends he's told me about. And it was up, I mean, she called him, he told me 5 years ago, and she wanted to get back with him. And he said, you know, he didn't want to revisit the past with her. So, I mean, I don't know. It's kind of a complex, who knows, who cares? I don't know. You know, I'm having a hard enough time just keeping up with her.
What would you like me to look in the cards for you about?
What do you see between he and I? What do you see? I know one of his gay friend was in the emergency room and had come over to his place this morning, and he was, you know, kind of being kind to him kind of thing. But, I mean, what do you see between he and I? Because I don't know, you know, just, I don't know.
You know, one thing from gay men that I've spoken to, I've had them as clients and I've had them as friends, and one thing they say is a huge misconception in the straight world is that we think they are out to screw everybody. And he says that is not the case. There has to be interest and attraction, and, you know, for some reason we have this idea that, you know, they're all, well, what you call them, you know, like loose and fast. I don't know. But it's not like that. They're like us, too. And I only brought this up because it used to ring a bell with me that a friend came over. And a lot of us would think, oh, what's going on there? And it's not the case. So, well, I've got to tell you, this is good. This is good that I'm seeing the two of you. The two of you are doing is you're starting to dig deeper into each other. And I can't see this in any way being a bad thing. Okay, but he's come in with you in respect that he's had a lot of female relationships, correct?
Well, I don't know. I was asking that last night. I said, well, you know, how many... And I said, by the way, I don't even like to hear about all these girlfriends. I said, let's not, you know, I don't bring up my boyfriends. And I don't know. I think he has a way with, I think you have said he's very intuitive. I think you've said that. And he has said things during the day that I think, wow, where'd that come from? I think he's very intuitive. He doesn't believe in psychic stuff. But I think, and I've talked to him about that. I think he picks up stuff. He meditates. He is a meditator. So I think sometimes he says things to me that, well, like that woman that came over, that they went out to dinner and I was invited kind of thing. And then later on, you know, and I wasn't talking to him. I just became distant to him. And I forget why, but then we were talking and he mentioned casually, oh, she has, you know, a boyfriend and I'm not really going to go up there, you know, to visit her. So he casually mentions it. So anyway, I don't know. You say that you see us getting closer?
Well, yeah, in the respect that you both are confiding more in each other. I would be very curious someday, somehow, to know how he feels about you receiving psychic guidance during the show. So I hope someday, some way, it comes out, because a lot of people make judgments about something they know very little about. You know, the fact that he meditates, you know, some of the great masters believe that meditation is receiving psychic energy and knowledge. So, you know, I find that interesting. You are both going to still have disagreements. I'm sorry to tell you. And it's not your fault. You don't own it. It's him. He's straight which way he wants it to be with you. I don't mean straight as a pun. I mean that he's forward and then he's progress if you look at it. But, gee, how many times is he going to do this? And I feel that what's happening is he's in a war with himself emotionally. A lot of times for me, and you know, in 3 years, I've read a lot, probably thousands of people by now. A lot of times I feel that it goes back to the early concept learning what love is and how it is. It's, you know, I know he's adored his mother. She was the very first female influence in his life. And a lot of times children will adore that one who may have been cold. She may have been harsh. You know what I mean? And we don't know the rest of it. She could have been twisted. But if a mother is a crack whore, these kids still love her. You know?
No, I know about his mom. I've seen pictures of her. And now, she was a great cook. She really loved him a lot. And, no, they were close. They were close. And, you know, close as a mother and son. I didn't know. He would have said something because he hated his father. And he's very honest about
what was always a great cook. And she had magnetism. And she was big time in the community. And she loved to beat the shit out of us in pride. So,
I'm sorry.
You're there behind closed doors. You don't know, really. And he's always say, oh, mom's great. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But she sits in an assisted living place, and we have to force ourselves to fly over there to go see her. And it's hard, you know, when somebody has mistreated you for years and years.
Yeah, for sure.
So I wanted to share this with you so that you might be able to really reach down deep into him and be able to get him to maybe tell you some instances. Maybe it was his father. Maybe it was a babysitter. I mean, we don't know what we can't get information on, you know?
You know, the other thing, okay, so you see him getting closer. Today at a bar with a girlfriend. You guys can chalk it up for one for Lisa. And I don't know if I can get my energy level. I thought maybe I'd go out tonight by myself. I don't know.
Well, it's a start for you. You know, you're not just
sitting
for a phone call, which is really good for you. We're at the point here where I feel, and I don't do this right away, wait until my client has reached a point that they need more insight. And I think it wouldn't hurt for me to tell you that right now at this point in your life, your path is leading towards somebody else. And I know that's not something that you want to consider, but I do feel there's no point. I've told you, you're not one that's going to get dropped. Because you've said so many times, I'm so exhausted from being with him and all that energy. What do you have to say?
I have been dealing with a lot of internet stuff. That's why I've been so silent. I apologize. We are having some serious issues. International shout outs to Mike and Cho from the UK. Apparently I've not seen all of their typing.
Well, they might be conversing.
No, they are. And, you know, it's just some internet crazy stuff going on, and it just freezes, and they can be typing at that moment.
Oh my God. We're going to lose the internet forever.
No, we're not gonna,
what are we going to do?
We're not going to lose it. I'm just saying there's like times where it like freezes. So if you type like, hey, Jim, dickweed, I won't see it if it's right at that moment where it freezes.
I got you. Lisa, right now, me telling you that, you can choose it or you can refuse. And you can keep working on this with him. And on their inside, I'm not saying this is a judgment. I would have nothing better than to put a pretty dress in a suitcase and come out there for your wedding.
Well, of course, everybody wants you to get what you want.
Yes, and I would be
well,
there.
Well, you know what? When I called you at the end of the night when I've been with him like 8-9 hours and I'm exhausted and 3/4 of it in like I was yesterday, I thought, man, I don't know if I can do this. And sometimes I wake up at 3 a.m. and I think, what the hell am I doing? This is not really for me. And I mean, I'm making a huge blunder. And even, do I want this guy as a life partner? And as I get to know him a little bit more and spend time with him, I'm thinking, I don't think so. But it's still, I don't know why it pains me so deeply right now when I think about that. I mean, I did go out to the bar today with a girlfriend, and I give it my all when I'm out. I give it my all. You know, I'm out there and I'm, you know, so I'm not staying home. I'm not, you know, I'm not giving it over to him all the time, for sure. It's just,
well,
I don't know, he'll do something.
And he's not a drug sister, so that needs to be established for people to watch the bar all the time. No,
first of all, anyway.
But it's just new acquaintances, some social. She's got a lot of other things, the yard sales and the coffee clutches.
Yeah, I guess, and then farmer's market shift.
Sure. She's a lot of it, but she's trying to expand her beyond this relationship. It's hard because he tugs at your heartstrings. I've never seen it as a manipulation.
See now.
Huh? Is there something wrong?
Sometimes I wonder.
I don't think she is trying that
if,
hard.
What? Lisa?
Ed, you have the floor.
Well, sometimes, sometimes I wonder, you know, and I did ask him a bit ago, I said, did you manipulate me into feeling the way I feel about you right now, you know, into loving you? And I said, also, you know, that you guys know this. I already told you, you know, are you a narcissist? I asked him. And, you know, the answer was no, no, no. But sometimes I wonder, you know, when I think about it, because from the time I landed here, I mean, he would do things. He was there, you know. But I don't know. It could just be...
I hear what you're saying. And the thing is, if you were to say, ask a person, are you delusional? What are they going to go, yeah, you nailed it. Boy, I'm a delusional.
I know. That wasn't a good question to ask, probably. But, you know, I mean, I am honest with him. Whatever's on my mind, I tell him.
Okay. Every step he takes that brings him closer to your deep thinker, your sharp. You have a heart that's bigger than Texas. And, you know, you're a successful, independent woman, blah, blah. I was surprised you so that's how I feel. It's like a game of it's like a door. You pull him to, and then he goes on and on. He pulls back, and who's gonna end up in the river? You know.
Well, he's the one that grabbed me the other day. And said I needed to look at him and listen to what he had to say. And he, you know, he said a bunch of stuff, and I wasn't prepared to hear it. And then he said, and you and I are the dynamic duo. And then the day before that, he said, you know, we make a great team. So, I mean, he says stuff. You know, he says stuff. And lately he's been saying, I love you, and I told him not to say that. We don't say that to each other. And he says it. He's the one that said it. He doesn't say, love you, like I love ketchup, or I love napkins, or I love my beer. No, he says, I love you. And then I say, oh, well, I love you too.
Yeah, I know. It's been quite some time now since October.
I just have a few comments. First of all, I'll go back to the very beginning, last night call. Oh my God, talk for me, I got to go.
She addressed that.
No, she didn't address it. Regardless, it was not abusive. She just said, oh my God, I got to go. Like you have to go every time he hollers, regardless of whether it's a nice holler. Why can't you call my damn phone? Let me finish what I'm doing. I'll be right there.
Oh, I see what Jimbo, I see what Jimbo is saying. You know what? Perfectly honest, Jimbo, I would never let anyone control me. I don't have that personality. I was very, you know, I was gone into the house. I'd gone into the house and to talk to you guys, and I didn't even say anything. And he was out here, and so I came out, and he said, I want you, you know, come watch the sunset with me. I mean, I was totally flattered. And then we sat and talked. But, you know, he doesn't normally do that. He doesn't crack the whip, you know, and say, get your ass over here. I wouldn't put up with that. That would be so repugnant. That would be so horrible. I just, that's not my kind of person. You know, I just don't do that to other people, and I wouldn't expect them to do that to me.
I mean,
that was like a one.
In a relationship, like being, I'm just asking, don't read in. Do you like being the like a submissive person to your man?
Beck and call?
God, no. You know what? In fact, if you talk to any one of my former people that I was, any men I was involved with, you would hear them say, you know, I rule the roost. You know, I'm the one. I'm the one that calls the shots. I'm the firstborn in my family. And he... This guy, the neighbor, he's a
Joe.
Well, he, you know, he's kind of a ruled the roost in his family too. So, you know, and I'll tell him, you're not the boss of me, you know, and I'll tell him that. And you can't talk to me like that, you know, that kind of thing. Then he backs off and resets stuff, you know.
Okay.
And I came out when he was.
Go ahead. I'm going to share a comment with one of the men in our audience. But you go ahead first.
Yeah, finish.
I'm sorry.
We understand what you're coming
okay,
from.
When I told you guys last night I had to go because he was hollering, I felt really flattered, actually, when I found out why he was hollering. But I came to the door and I said, I was on the toilet. And then he said, oh, I'm sorry. I would like for you to watch a sunset with me. And I felt very flattered, you know, so.
Did you have to immediately run? He couldn't have waited. What would happen if you made him wait? Were you scared that he might leave you and not want to be?
No. I had walked away. And, you know, I was doing to him what he has done to me, and he doesn't do it anymore because I told him not to do that anymore. Like when we're together, remember those two times that he wrapped everything up and shut the door and he didn't even say goodnight? And so I had a talk with him. I said, when we spend time together, you say goodnight to me before you wrap it all up in your house. And so now, and Deb thought it was kind of cute. He stands there and he shouts at the top of his lungs, Lisa, I'm telling you goodnight. And then we kiss. And then he goes into his place.
You can read it.
Okay, I just want to say I personally feel that you worry more about losing him than I'm seeing he worries about losing you.
I never thought of that. That is. If a person walks out of this,
didn't you say that I was the one that was going to end it?
Yes, ultimately. At this joke, that's what I'm seeing. But I want you to hear what Cho said.
But we don't know that. Okay, that could be. It could be 1,000 years from now.
Read it. Cho said.
Oh, Cho said, Lisa, you cannot be the chasing. Let him do the chasing. And that is kind of, you know what, people don't like this in the man-female thing. They think it's a different time we live in. But come on, it's a darling.
But you know what, I don't chase him anymore. I mean, he's always there. He pops out into the laundry room when I'm there. And he's, you know, this morning he did that. Yesterday he did that. He told me, yesterday he said you were making plans to do the such and such and such, and it's an exchange because I'm consulting him on one of my work projects. He's very smart. He has a background in what I'm consulting him with. So I mean, it's not like I'm chasing him. Believe me, I don't call him anymore. And I've told him that. I don't call you anymore. Period, because I just don't want to. And I erased all his phone number. I don't have his phone number. He wanted me to take photos of him last night, and I did, so he can send it to his men friends. And he, I had to keep asking for his phone number because I was forwarding the picture.
Here's the thing I'm going down the road.
I got something in my eye.
Is that you're going to maybe really look at him and say, this guy is too much of a basket case for me. As lovely as he is.
Or in a nice way, it's just too much work.
Yeah, that would be
it. In a nice way, it's too much work. It's just like, man, I got to do a lot of work. It's so much work. And it shouldn't be.
Yeah.
But, you know, that time is not now. She's not going to accept that right
now. Yes,
that could be down the road.
Yeah. I mean, 3/4 into the day, I thought, oh, my God, I'm so exhausted. This guy is draining me. And I give a lot, you know.
You're doing a lot of work, a lot of work.
You really are. Jim's got a great car.
And you know, you have to admire somebody for that.
Just don't lose your sanity.
Sanity, but you are doing a lot of work on something that you want to work, and there's nothing that's not a negative thing.
I don't know if I really want it to be a permanent thing. I mean, part of me does sometimes, but when I miss them, but part of me doesn't, you know, and that's during like 1 a.m. when I wake up and I think, what the fuck am I doing?
Yep.
And then I think, is he a life partner material? And I say, no, he's not. He doesn't check all the boxes.
Phil Collins, It's a Land of Confusion.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Great song, but life is such a land of confusion. It's like, one day you don't know. The next day you're like, what the hell is going on? All right, real quick, my dear. I'm glad you called back and stuck with us during our technical difficulties.
Yes.
Your archangel reading is courage, and it is from Ariel. Be courageous and stand up for your beliefs.
I think that's great.
Well, it's like a card for every single human on Earth. We should all do that. But
you should tell him sometime, hey, or ask him, why don't you have any, like, belief in psychic readings? Let him tell you. Ask him, have you ever had one?
And there's nothing wrong with asking
and
that
if
question.
Not,
oh, you know, I have asked him. I have asked him. Earlier on, when we talked about it, you know, earlier on, he said he did. I said, were they accurate? And he said, no, not really. It was at a carnival or that kind of thing, he said. But
all right, well, Lisa, I'm very hungry to move on.
But
well, right.
Thank you so much.
Thank
you.
You
held forever. And
thank you.
You weathered the storm and called back so much. Thank you.
You are so welcome. And the thing is, just think about some of these things. You know, my job is also to play the devil's advocate.
That's, and same here.
Yeah.
And same with all our viewers. We are like, we don't have hearts invested in anything. So it's easy for us to say all these things. Wow, oh, you should do this and you should do that and you should do that. But
I do have my heart invested.
Jimbo, thank you for saying that. And you know what? I don't know that I really worry about him leaving me because I know it would be so easy for me to pick up and go on. I mean, it would be a little painful, probably a little bit more than painful. But I don't know. I don't get the feeling that he would be able to leave me.
And that might not be. And guys, especially when they're younger, do that all the time. It's like, hey, Bob, what are you doing? That chick, she's no good for you, blah, 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 talking smack. And then he falls in love, and then he's doing the same thing. And then, you know, it's like, come on. It's easy to be on the outside when you don't have a love heart invested. It's easy to make the comments.
Sure it is.
And I always, that's my disclaimer. When I say these things, I am not in that. I'm just a guy from the outside. And I don't even have cards.
Thank you. You know, real quick, I know that sometimes my ego gets bruised if I think that he might be interested in someone else and he might be having his flirt going on, you know, then, and I tell him that. I tell him, I said, don't flirt with me. Don't flirt with that person in front of me. He knows my jealousy stuff. He's got it, too. He's jealous, too.
Well, Lisa,
You're right, and that's the land of confusion here on this whole thing. We can't nail it down. You can't nail it down. Nobody can nail it down. But I respect that you're going to keep on trying.
Yeah,
I do. Yeah, like I said, I'm on the outside, so my opinion is kind of crap because I'm crap.
But I am going to play around too. I am going to go out. I just won't advertise it to anyone.
You know what? A woman should not advertise it anyway.
Well, I really think you're going to find you're Mr. Right instead of right now, and everything will transform in the process.
Yeah, and you know what? You're not doing anything wrong. You're not doing anything drastic. You're not in jeopardy of dying or going into an insane asylum. So just keep on.
No.
You have your options open. You do reflect. You get caught up a lot of times in the love game, but you do reflect later on, so You're not a lost cause. Like some people are lost causes and they fall in love with some kind of gangster guy that's going to beat them and kill them.
All right.
Yeah, this is not that. No, we know. I'm just saying that's not you. All right. Well, thank you so much, Lisa.
Hey, thank
Hi,
you too, Earth Angels.
And yes. I'm so glad that you called back after all the snafu. Yeah. All right.
Take care, hon.
We'll talk to you. Hope your teeth are doing well, Deb.
Well, they're doing. They haven't fallen out yet, and she's still got to cling to. When's your next appointment?
Another week.
Another weekish, and then she gets to go back and find out what the next tragedy will be.
Oh, dear.
Well, you know what?
I'm praying for you, Jim.
She's starting to laugh at all these bad news, and that's what you do at a certain point.
To.
She's like, oh, look at that. Imagine that. I got to get my head reconstructed or blah, blah, blah. If you don't laugh, you go insane. All right. Well, thank you so much, Lisa.
All right, hon. Take care, darling.
All right. Thank you. What you have? Oh, first of all, we have been having some issues, and I think Joe has noticed it, and some other people have noticed it.
That
we are randomly seeing some of the folks seeing one. Oh, hey. Karen is in Scotland. Welcome.
Karen, glad to have you.
Yeah, it's like I have only seen, I'm looking through my scroll, and I've only seen one time I gave the shout-out word. Mike, John Bill Smith, made a comment to talk about the show, but I've not seen anything from him since then.
From him or them?
You're not Have you seen John Smith? I'm not. I'm looking. I'm scrolling. They're not there.
He's on a covert mission.
No, or maybe he's done something that was a little over the line here that we have no control over. In
Facebook.
So he's semi-blocked, but he showed up one time. And I can't even find him. That was so long ago. We'll show up first. I didn't see all. And right about the thing, I want to say, hey, buddy, to Joe, and I don't know. And then after that, I haven't seen a single comment from Mike.
I think we're going to have to find a new platform.
Well, or, I don't know. Maybe Mike should be a good boy on Facebook for a little while. Maybe they're putting some kind of a semi-block. I don't know.
Oh, so he can't cause a disruption in here?
Or maybe if he doesn't say the nicest things, they block it. I don't know. I have no power.
Who's running this? The Nazis or what? I mean, come on.
I got zero power here. I can't. Half the time, I can't even block people. So.
Well, I've jerked these people around now for two previous nights.
Stop jerking.
I can do this now. All right.
And what are we talking about?
I have collected some tidbits about the Royals.
You got a one.
Totally unexpected right there.
I got it.
Does it need to be a little louder? I don't know.
I have control.
Okay.
I have control.
All right. Well, this is the thing. You know, we are really fascinated with that quirky, ostentatious bunch. We really are. And I found information that I thought, oh, my God, we have to share this. Okay, here's the first thing that really grabbed me this past week. How do you say that?
I think you did the best any of us could. I'm not even going to try to make it better. I would only do worse.
From Frogmore by King Charles. You know, that's so that his brother, and isn't that kind of we move in there. We get all sorts of different talking heads out there upset. No, King Charles. He didn't like the sunrise up. Put it that way. Is that probably enough? No. He's playing with
it's important.
She's an American. I think she's very. Over there represent the way that the primary but I think King Charles is being really snarky about this whole thing, but can you blame him? I mean, really. His son's out there with that book spare. I wondered why it's called spare, and he described it in an interview. Harry did. He said he always felt like the spare son.
He is a redheaded stepchild. Well, not a stepchild, but he is a redheaded.
Well, and look at all the conjecture about his life. Wasn't he a stable man? He's red hair, too. Yeah. So anyways, this one really blew my mind. We all know her talk. She's mom on Friends, and she's done some movies with Amy Ventura. She was in one, I think, with the whale.
She was in Scream.
Yeah.
I didn't know that chocolate, but hey, it sounds good. I like mushrooms, but I don't like chocolate.
It's chocolate. Oh,
yeah, it's mushrooms.
That way, we helped ourselves. And Courtney says, oh, no, there may have been there in the fridge. But she says, they never had any. And I'm thinking, yeah, okay. Can you imagine having a prince in your house who maybe opens the refrigerator door and says, "Ooh, look, we got some chocolates in here." And you're going to say, "Oh, sorry, Prince Valiant. Those are awesome."
Oh, Prince Valiant. That's from the Sunday Funnies. Go ahead anyway.
Yes. So, excuse me, witness said, "Oh, yeah, he took a handful." And he also admitted he's done a lot of drugs when he was at school. But here's one that really got me. In 2019, was that around when they got engaged or before? Anyway, at Kensington Palace, Harry says, William called Meghan difficult, rude, and abrasive. To Harry, you know what I think? The word he really used started with a B and a C and a T. And I bet you guys know exactly what I'm referring to. B as in itch. C as in see you next Tuesday.
Now what's B?
Twat.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know. Whatever, I wasn't making that connection.
Okay.
My bad.
Last but not least, today, all of this came off of HarpersBazaar.com. I would be remiss if I didn't say where I got my stuff. Now, on page 6, this was today. Do you all know who Rebel Wilson is? She hails from Australia, but she's been in a lot of movies. She does a lot of stuff. Really, really like her. And she went on record today, or at least it got printed today, saying that Harry is just lovely. When she met him, she said, "Oh, he's cool, he's nice, he's warm." And Meghan is not warm at all. She's just a cold fish. So I decided I'm going to read their cards. I haven't read their cards since they got engaged. And they were not good cards then. And they're not good cards now. I feel that Meghan has run that show. Harry sacrificed a lot for that marriage. I mean, look at this. Yeah, that's going to be shame for the father. I don't know about his brother. William kind of seems like a whack job to me. But the minute she doesn't get her way, I'm guaranteeing she's going to dump him. And she's going to sue him in divorce. And she's going to walk away a very rich woman.
All right, there were some comments.
I'd love to hear what they have to say.
The feed is weird. Okay, here we go. I got to bring it up. All right.
We're close.
Really?
Yeah. I'd love to hear what they have to say.
Yes, let's see. All right.
Does it mean they can still hear us even when we're frozen?
I don't know anything. I don't know anything.
Well, I'd love to at least hear them myself.
No, you can't do anything. Dad will just sit here and pretend we're froze. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. The music was cool, though.
Yeah. All right. We're getting a little, I get a little bit of action back.
Oh, yeah, it's moving. And I did this real tongue-in-cheek, you know, but truly. That woman, I'm impressed for that woman. She's representing all of us here. You know, he could have had better taste.
Okay, let's start off from the beginning here. People, you're in prime time broadcast. Yes, the Royals, she says, Laura from Canada. And Michelle says, it costs so much to run if no one lives there. That was a long time ago. Andrew doesn't want to live there. Michelle, wherever you
I read that.
Yep.
Yeah, he feels like he's being, you know, sent to the dungeon or something. He wants to keep his palatial digs.
Yes, and Catherine said after Harry and Meg spent a few bucks upgrading the place.
Oh, they had to pay that back. I read that, too. They had to pay that back.
Joe says it's not Harry. It's all because of Meghan's doing. If she wasn't in the picture, it would have never happened. And Lily said, when we were talking about the red hair and stuff, Lily said, Harold, he doesn't look like Charles.
No, he doesn't. I think he belongs to the stable man.
Joe says, I agree. I think he's Andrew's kid.
I don't know. It's hard to keep up with them.
So I think it was divine intervention. I think Harry wanted out anyway. And Lenny was mentioning, I think he was a tennis coach, I think.
Oh, that's what it was.
And
Lenny
said, tennis coach, Harry's dad. And Michelle said, his cash can right? He said, doesn't like publicity, but that's all they're doing in the limelight. They're going after it out there.
Well, they are. They are, but a lot of
we were locked up, and I was asking him even out there, and I said, yep, we're back, okay.
Ugh.
I believe that, too, he's a puppet for her.
Yes. Who said that?
And then Joe said, all there is now under the thumb. She's the trousers in their relationship.
She probably got pants, too. No.
Pat says he's having internet issues, too. So maybe it's a nationwide thing. We have a lot of forums.
Yeah.
And Michelle said, I believe he's not Charles. That's why he's kicking. Basically, he believes it too. That's why Charles is looking at anything to get rid of him that is not his kid.
Oh, that could be.
That's
maybe
Michelle
he's always
thinks.
Been.
That's
why he's the spare.
Yeah.
But you know what? They spend countless, godless amounts of money. Maybe it's time in our history, in our, you know, what do you call it, our progress. Maybe it's time to hand out money to, what are you people? Are you commoners or peasants or what are you? Citizens?
We're citizens. Well, no, you got to remember, a lot of the stuff we have, they've invested, they have their own businesses now that aren't coming from the government.
Yeah.
Well, you've been that wealthy for that many generations. You have businesses, so it's like, a lot of that stuff, the government isn't really part of a lot of their wealth. But they got it from who knows how long ago.
Well,
to get it, yeah.
It broke my heart when I was reading so many of the big giants were saying during the cold months that we've had, people didn't even have heat. And I don't know how you can sit on a throne and not give a shit.
Yeah, but they have no power either. You know,
they can't
give... They're figureheads. That's all they are. They have no power. Parliament has all the power and the prime minister.
Yeah. Okay.
They're just figureheads. Actually, you know what? Look at the Revolutionary War.
What about it?
The king didn't have power. The parliament said, we're stopping the war, and he was pissed.
Oh, because he wanted it to...
He said, I'm ready to keep, because he was like, to him, it was a personal... They can't be fricking our colonies. They can't do that. And the parliament was like... It was like a Vietnam thing. It was like, what are we doing? We're pumping all this money. We're going broke. Or we have all our guys are dying. This is bullshit. And the king was pissed. King Charles. He was bad. It was George. King George, whatever the hell he was. He was pissed. But you know what? He didn't have the power to do shit.
So they...
He like thought, I should abdicate my throne. And the parliament was like, I don't give a fuck. We're not going. We're done with this fucking war. This is bullshit. You know?
Yeah.
Nothing to gain from
and
it,
look,
you know?
Japan has its... You know, it's a
figurehead emperor. Yeah, all these figureheads, yep. You know.
So I guess I'm just sort of.
And I don't want to speak for them.
Yeah.
And we've talked to some of them, and they agree with me. So I was like, I would be like, I don't need a figurehead anymore. I don't live 500 years ago when this mattered. Right now, I don't need a freaking king and a queen. I don't need it. That's what I would be, but I'm an American.
Well, maybe you'd end up down in the gallows.
They don't have that power.
I'm just being facetious.
I know, but I'm just saying they don't have that power anymore. I'd be like, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm just speaking for me.
Are we having problems?
We're having Facebook problems.
Yeah.
But that's not that shocking because Facebook blows.
Well,
we're going
just,
in right now, real
we
quick.
We are going to have
try
like
it. Let's see what happens right now.
Okay, there we are.
You keep talking. I'm good.
We're going to have a little bit of a celebrity spotlight. People said we need to have a couple segments. So we'll do something different, maybe just Saturday night, something like that.
I'm going out of Facebook and coming back in. Seems to have straightened Facebook out. It's running great. Let's go back over the comments.
Okay.
There's a million to catch up on. And all
oh,
of a sudden,
God.
Now... I see a lot of Cho and Mike comments now that weren't there.
So
so Facebook is a POS, and you can look that up if you don't know that. All right, let's go back now. Let's go. Let's see. Cho says, I've sent Deborah a message on Messenger to her question. But she can't do messages right now.
I have
There's
to
nothing
wait till
we can
the
do
show's over,
units
yeah.
right now, yeah.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, Michelle said, I believe he's not Charles. That's why we saw that.
Yeah.
Let's go back to something we haven't seen. Mike said James Hewitt's son. I don't know who that guy is.
That's who it is.
And Catherine said Harry is a spitting image of Harry's biological father, Google James Hewitt. Oh, yeah. So they both agree that Catherine, who's here, and Mike think that he's a spitting image of that Hewitt guy.
He is.
Yep.
See, they know their history pretty good.
And they said, Michelle said, we in the UK were excited when Meghan came on the scene, but we were deflated when everything went south, went for the poop.
And then I mean to be this. She starts doing this stuff like she was going to take her life.
Yeah,
and,
right.
Oh, come on.
Mike said massive. This is going back to a lot of our other comments. Got to remember this. Mike said massive power of wealth and patronage.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I did like the Queen. I thought she had a lot of grace and poise, and I had a feeling in private that woman put her foot down. I did. I thought, boy, this woman, and sometimes she had like a resting bitch face. You know what I mean?
Joe says, we have a parliament, which is a real joke for the UK, and we feel the same thing about our government. You know, we model our government
after theirs.
So we took a turd that you had and made our turd smell look a little different. Guess what? Still a turd.
And this upcoming presidential election is going to be a freaking bloodbath.
It's still a poop show. Poop, poop, poop. Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, yes. We call it?
I think we have to call it.
I think so. I hear it. Can you hear it? I hear it. I hear it. The voice, the rum bottle is saying.
And that makes no sense, and maybe the internet straightened out. When I went back out, back into Facebook, all of a sudden everything is working great. The video, it doesn't make any sense. Can't do this crap out.
They're knowing the lives.
Yeah, you know, and it could have a lot of been that. It's really bizarre. I think, Colin, I have to automatically do that. Anytime Facebook looks a little kinky, just bring it back.
Yeah.
This is working great now. All of a sudden, all their comments. Remember, I couldn't see any of them. They're like, Jim, chose to was type. I felt like one or two chose and only one mic. And I go out and go back in, and they go, broop, they all appear like magic.
Seriously, though, if you folks ever do any barbecuing, I know others do crap, but do try the Ted, we call it Ted Nugentizing our steak.
Well, it ain't crappy here.
No, we're having gorgeous, sunny weather.
For this way in March. We'll take 6 weeks with no rain. We had so much rain lately, they wound up on it. But
we hardly ever get any snow. Hardly ever.
Oh, Jay's here. He's like, hey, oh, you're talking my talk.
Oh, who's here?
Jay, he's talking like from the old...
what's he doing?
The old freaking Bob and Doug McKenzie. He goes, hoser, goodbye from the Great White North. Yep. That was like the 80s. It's very early 80s. FETV, that was Canada's version of Saturday Night Live. Great, John Candy, all the greats came from there. Bob Moranis, he was one of them. Great White North with Tooks. Tooks are in there eating back bacon.
We picked up a little bit of their dialect.
That was...
Yeah,
thing, yeah. Actually. I think yesterday was Canadian Bacon Day. And it's interesting. I know our bacon that we like here is basically from like the stomach. That's why there's a lot of fat on it, the belly, the pork belly. Like, I think the back bacon they said is from a different, it's a part of the loin.
It's like ham.
Yeah, it's a part of the loin. Mm-hmm. But it's not where ham. Ham is a different part of that thing. So it's like in between a ham, but it's really good shit.
Jim knows. Hog.
Yep. Mm. Yeah. Well, Michelle said, great show tonight. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ah, yes. What? They remember CTV. That was good stuff.
Second City? TV.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. And I liked it because it was maybe a little bit earlier than Saturday Night Live, tiny bit.
It was
a different day of the week.
They were just starting to open the door.
But I love that because I remember we loved it in the 80s because we liked it so much. us guys in high school when they did the Bob and Doug McKenzie did their Strange Brew, the movie. Loved it.
No, what was
great?
What was
the dog's name? Was Hoser on the movie?
What was the movie where we declared war or somebody with?
Oh, that was with God. That was Aykroyd and John Candy. Yeah, I can't remember the name of that movie. Yeah, and they were like
against Canada, right?
Yeah, and it was stupid. And they're like, and there was a big argument one time, like Trump capital of. Canada. And it was like, no. And there was like, it was funny. It was Dan Aykroyd and all that stuff. Yes.
And wasn't there another one? I don't know if anyone.
That was a good one, too. That was right around the same time frame with Aykroyd and all those guys in there. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
God, if you guys are too young, you missed it.
Good, stupid stuff. We like it. Joe said we have got snow next week, possibly.
Do you get blizzards?
Laura from Canada. Joe says back bacon is better. I don't like streaks. So see, he doesn't like the fatty bacon. To me, they're different. I don't try to compare them. I think they're totally different.
Love
Even though they call it Canadian bacon to me, because I'm American, that's not bacon, but I like it.
I love when it's overcooked. Yeah. Give me some burnt bacon. Boy, I love that stuff.
Very, very crispy. Not actual burnt like yuck. But,
oh, you know I do.
But like really close to where it's a little bit charred. Yeah. And Laura's in Canada, snowing here all day.
Whereabouts is she? Is that our Laura?
Canada. Yes, our
we
Laura.
We never get it straight where she's at.
More meat, the better, Joe says. Yeah, that is one thing about the Canadian bacon.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of fat. There's no fat, so you don't have all that. Look, that's the good part.
We are fat lovers.
I like them both. I just don't compare them because to me they're different. That's
like
why.
Like the grizzle around, say, prime rib.
Oh. She's in British Columbia.
That's right. You are over.
Oliver.
Where News for the Soul broadcasts out of over there.
Over there. All right, unfortunately, because of all the snafus, I think the clock is ticking really hard.
I know, it's so fun. I wish your people lived closer. We'd be having burning good times.
We apologize for the craziness that happened tonight electronically. We don't know. We really don't know what happened.
We froze.
As far as all of our hardware and stuff, we don't think it was on us. I think it was just one of those weird blog talk things. It's happened every couple months. It happens. We have some kind of weird thing happen with blog talk. And the moral of the story is to everybody that's here, if all of a sudden the show just ends and it shouldn't,
we'll be
wait a few minutes and to call back. And
those of you on Facebook, hold tight, sit tight, because we're going to say goodbye to our blog.
Let's start with them first. We do indeed.
Join us. We want to hear from you. Take care, everybody, and stay well. Bye-bye.